This podcast replay is brought to you by Welton Rayom. Call for a free consultation, 954-966-4646. At Welton Rayom, they don't get paid unless you win. Welton Rayom handles property damage claims due to a hurricane. Welton Rayom can help, 954-966-4646.
Alex says, Big O, is there any link between Shanahan having literally all of his QBs hurt, including RG3, and then McDaniel having just bad luck, Alex? Oh, Purdy got hurt on an elbow. That was, like, weird. I mean, what are you going to do, man? Look, Garoppolo doesn't count. He's always injured. Always. That's always been his thing. When he first played, you remember when Deflategate happened? And Tom Brady was out for four games. Jimmy Garoppolo couldn't last four games. Jabroni Brissett also played. You guys remember that? So sometimes it's just bad luck. That's all. And that's the thing about, I think, this Dolphins season. There's, and I get it, back to our point earlier about FUD, fear, uncertainty, and doubt. Too many of you lean on that negativity all the time. And I don't get it. I really don't. Look, I understand when Skylar Thompson's playing against the Bills, and I wasn't very confident myself, and they shocked us. But, okay, I can understand that. But the idea of this defeated attitude already from the get-go, and that's why negativity is fed off of so many people. Because internally, a lot of you are already breeding it. And that's kind of, we have those people, oh my God, no, there must be something wrong with the trainers. No, dude, there's nothing wrong with the trainers. Teron Armstead's always been injury prone. Tua, unfortunately, has been injury prone. Chubb has been injury prone. By the way, congratulations to Bradley Chubb. He made the Pro Bowl. But Austin Jackson wasn't injury prone, and he just had that high ankle injury. A high ankle injury can happen to anybody. And then it lingered because unless you're able to really come back with a stable ankle so you can survive, obviously it wasn't completely healed and he re-injured it again. Seathan Carter wasn't full of concussions his entire life, but he got one here and it lasted all season. They could not get him out of the concussion protocol for months. They put him on the IR. I mean, Brandon Shell gets injured at the end. Freakish. You know, X has always been injury prone. It has nothing to do with the trainers. It's just that's who he is. He's always dealt with injuries. It's just bad luck. They've got good trainers. And San Francisco, my God, they didn't have bad luck like Miami did all over the team. But at the quarterback position, just like Miami, they had a lot of bad luck. Sucks. But I just think it's – see, for me, I'm not going to go into this offseason like some of you out there that you're just painting this ugly picture. I'm not, man. I don't look at it that way. I think the Tua thing is fixable, very fixable, and I've talked about it over and over again. And the team thing is very fixable because it was just a bunch of bad luck. And Mike McDaniel, his game day decisions, incredibly fixable. All of this can work out. Now, if you don't want it to work out and you're already going to go into negative attitude, then, you know, go ahead and knock yourselves out. I'm not going to do that. But I think that that's a lot of what's gone on. There's a lot of frustrations from everything that went on, you know, and we'll find out soon enough within the first couple of weeks if Tua learned his lesson or not. That's all. So.